Aynen hocam. Zina yapıyor ve ne fal. Bu kolum İslam'ın mühim. Hem işanem ve mahlifim tolu samaysem. Şıtnai hapoyol ve hennifal. Bu kolum İslam'ın mühim. Hem işanem ve mahlifim tolu samaysem. What changes the ability and the capability of the maysa is not the actual maysa. It's the tenai hapoyol. It's who's doing it, and what's being done. Yonis He who's doing it, him. Kedusha and he is mu'utar with levels of kedusha. I can call Yala HaKodesh. He is the one that can mamish create these spiritual fires to burn birds. Someone else that mitzad his kedusha, so it has to do with the person who's doing it. Number two has to do with the vikana drovus rabba. Lufi achanas ha'adam, lufi achanas ha'maisim atzma v'azman has to do with a lot of combinations of things. Haloi zoyis ha'achana ha'klolis. This is the power that Hashem, this is very Nefesh HaChaim Dekarei, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael that connection. They wouldn't have in their koyach in their meisim. Okay. When did they get this power, by the way? Says in number 250, says they got this at Maamar Har Sinai. There's a book, I'm saying calling it a book because it's in English, but it's really a sefer, written by Rabbi Schmelzer. The Rabbi Schmelzer from here is his brother.
Oh, the first one?
It's Emunah.
Sorry, yeah.
It's about Emunah, but the subject is how to be mechanech in Muna, but it's about a Muna. So the whole yisoid of the Sefer is gebuyt on this line right here. The entire book is gebuyt on this thing that there was a Chaya Olam, we call it Chaya Olam, not HaBesecheinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a connection at Sinai. It's a big Maamar in the Ramchal that he quotes, and it's this idea. So we are bet some spiritual creatures. We even call that. Bahem atzvam yesh hadrogat shezacharnu. Ki lo yidam ma'ase echad me'am la'aretz, ma'ase echad mi'bale ha'toyro. Because you can't compare. When even if it's two identical ma'asim, if one of them is doing, one of them is being done by a tzaddik, and one of them is being done by a pshutei am, it's not the same.
How much of a mice is dependent on all of this, and how much of a mice is dependent on the physical mice?
You're saying there's two parts. The physical mice is very little. Physical mice is the framework to work with.
Right.
And then there's how much you can elevate the mice. The Nefesh HaChaim's concept is based on the fact that the mice itself is what does everything. If you have all the corners in the world, but you miss the mice, then it won't go anywhere. It's all milas in the mice. So if you're going to spend hours preparing the kavana and then miss the Zman Kriya Shema, then it didn't do anything.
Right, but it seems
So
that
how much of it is the
we're a
Maisa?
lot of it the opposite.
Huh?
It seems that we do a lot the opposite, that we're very busy with physical part of the Maisa, right? The shear, the tefillin, the how
Yeah,
mechutzar it
because the
is.
Maisa, if you don't have that, then you're not off the ground.
No, 100%, but I'm saying hiddur. It seems that we're more busy with the physical hiddur and the physical, like making that as good as it could be, and less. I'm not saying that's how it should be, but you know what I'm saying? Like, isn't that it? Seems like we're more busy with picking the lulav and
Taking
than doing any of the fundas of it, right? I don't know. I'm saying is what I'm trying to say is are we supposed to take from here that we're supposed to prepare more for the mitzvah, be more hachanas? Is that what we're supposed to take from here?
For sure, that the more kavanah you have in the mitzvah and the more flavor you have in it, and it shouldn't be mitzvahs and it shouldn't be just ice ketan. But on the side that it's not all esrog, so then you could have all the hachanas in the world, then it's not good. That's all kind of logic.
Right. But I'm just saying, in the yeshiva world, it seems like the stress is more on the.
Because that you could stress to everybody
So that's what it
equally.
connects to.
That's that you could stress to everybody equally. This, you have to have a private mashgiach telling you, this is
It's
not a
more of a
public
private
thing.
avodah.
This is every person can be majigasa. But
Was it
getting a
yesterday?
kosher
But.
esrog is not giving majigasa. You got to get an esrog.
Right.
So when you're discussing when you how to mechanech a yeshiva, how to mechanech a olam, you have to talk about the chashivas for the mitzvah. So how's it going to shtalzach chois the chashivas on the mitzvah? Pay attention to it. Spend time. Look for it. It should bother you. It's good. It's not good. Is it? You know. What?
The details, you know, that.
Yes. You know. You have to. But
You see these rebels or whatever that they. No, really, not. There's a tremendous amount of Yerushalayim. You see it, but it's hard to connect the two. That you, they're, sometimes they're not busy.
There's a
They're
lot.
missing. They're missing this mountain. I think this
The ice.
nakuda itself is like is this whole idea is where you have all the different ways of doing things. Like some Hasidus, they won't daven until this time because they're doing XYZ before, you know, and some do something else. Like it's this nakuda of what everyone's trying to.
Right, so as I was saying, so he didn't speak out. Oh, by the way, make sure you do the mitzvah on time. Rav Shechaim does this, but then he speaks out the whole prakim after the Shaar Gimel that you have to lemaise be doing everything properly.
I guess the Rukhal's time wasn't a gear, that's that problem.
Maybe. Okay, so he gets into a whole new topic here. We'll drink this other version. So I think we'll stop here. The whole thing. It's a long ice, this cup of love. Okay. And then after that, we're going to get into a whole new subject. Have to get a shell of Bria.